Continues the Gemara Daf Lamed Vov Amid Aleph, 6 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanon, Yochol Yoytze Odim Dechavosoi B'Maisis Sheni B'Yushalayim. You might think a person could be Yoytze Dachilas Matzah with Maisis Sheni when he eats it in Yushalayim, because it could be eaten by anyone in Yushalayim. Talmud Loimar Lechem Oini. It says in the Pasuk Shivas Yom Techa Olav Matzah is Lechem Oini. What do we dash from Lechem Oini? Even though it's written with an ayin, mash and nechal baninus, it has to be lechem oini. It has something that is eaten baninus, like oini, lashon of oinen, by someone who's mesel of mace. Before he said shiva, he's called an oinen. So it's nechal baninus. Yotzo ze mashenke maisa sheni matzah maisa sheni sheni nechal baninus. Because after all, when a person's an oinen, there's an issa to eat as an oinen. Lo yechalti mimena ba'oini. So you're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni as an Oinen. So since it's Yotzeh Sheni Nechal Baninus, Ela B'Simcha, you have to be B'Simcha when you eat Maisa Sheni. So Mamela, since it can't be eaten Baninus, so it's not Nichlal and Lechem Oini, which we dash with an olive, so to speak. There has to be Lechem that can even be eaten Baninus. Divi Rabbi Yosef Glili. So Mamela, you're not Yotzeh Matzah if you eat Matzah for Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva says no. Matzah's Riba. There's numerous times in the Torah that it's Marbe Matzah's. Even in this pasuk of lechem oini, it says leisechel olav chomet shivas yom techel olav matzes lechem oini. So it's an extra word called matzes. So from there yemarba, even matzes made out of maizah sheni. And Rabbi Kiva says im kein matam adloim lechem oini. So after all, what do you do with lechem oini? Oini connotes, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that it has to be nechel baninus. Maizah sheni is not. So the Gemara. Matam lechem oini prat leisachin loisha b'yayin v'shemenu dvash. It's going to be mayet yinatzi yoytzi dechavosoi when it's ni loisha, when it's needed with yayin shemenu dvash, meaning matzah shira. That's not called lechem oini. Lechem oini we darshan a poor man's bread. This is not a poor man's bread. When it's matzah shira, it's egg matzah, it's yayin shemenu dvash. So then it's a mayet from the parish of lechem oini. Now, Zakhti Gemara to Masbidi, Sayyidim Achleks, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili. My time in the Rabbi Kiva, that, well, how come he doesn't dash like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that's referring to matzah that is oine, oine meaning lashon of oinen? So, Gemara, miksiv lechem oini. It doesn't say with a vav oini. Oini would be mashmataka oini, like an oinen. But rather, oini ksiv without a vav. Since it's written without a vav, so it's coming to be marbed the din of lechem oini, meaning like a pauper, an oni. So mele lafuke matzah ashira of yain shem nudvash. So Gemara v'Rabbi Yosi Aglili, mi krinen oni, oini krinen. You read it; it might be written without a vav, but lemaisa it's red with a vav. It's not red oni; it's red lechem oini. The kri is taka oini with the vav. So mele we dash in miloshen oinen and not miloshen oini. Not miloshen poor, but miloshen oinen. Zok di gemara, the Rebbe Kiva, after all, is red loshen oine. So if it's oini, is mashma oinen. So what does he do with the kri? Zok mo, the Rebbe Kiva, hide the kinebe oini. The reason why it's red with the vav, as if it sounds like with the vav, kiddo Shmuel, to tell me Shmuel's din. The omash Shmuel, lechem oini, lechem she oinim olav dvorim harbe. You were oinim dvorim harbe, the din of Sipitis Mitzrayim, Zok Rashi, she oinim dvorim harbe, she goimrim olav as a halv, oinim olav agoda. And that's the right to bring from this Rashi that the mitzvah of Sipitis Mitzrayim is on the matzah. Pshosh matzah monochim lefanecha, is lechem oini, and not just agoda, but even halal. Halal is a chelik of the Sipur that also has to be. Those that are makbid for chatzoyis, even the halal has to be for chatzoyis, like it says in the Goin. Because it's all chelik of the sipur, sh'orim al dorim habib. Z'man she'matzah u'morim menochim lefanecha. Zog di gemore, v'sover Rabbi Akiva, isa sh'niloisha b'yayin v'shem l'dvash, loy, you're not yoytze, we said you're memayit, isa sh'niloisha b'yayin v'shem l'dvash, it has to be lechem oini meaning loshen of oni, and it can't be a rich man's bread, it can't be yayin v'shem l'dvash, wine, oil, and honey, or me peiris, or egg matzah. You're not yetzir chavosay, that's matzah ashira. V'otanyi, we learned in the braisa. Ein loshin isa bepesach miyayin shemun udvash. You're not allowed to need an isa on Pesach with yayin shemun udvash. Why? Because it's machmet very quickly. Vim losh, and if you did it, so then it's a machlokes. Rebbe Gamliel loy mitisach miyat. Rebbe Gamliel says you have to burn it right away because you can't watch it and prevent it from turning into chometz. You have to burn it right away. Chachomim oimrim yoichal. You can eat it because you could watch it. Either you eat it right away, or the point is you eat it and you can watch it from being chometz. So Rashi says, "Nachachomi yitaken not gerz miyad." Chachomi oimim toichal the kasavi efshel l'shoimro. Once it's baked, you can watch it. V'achol loygasin miyad. The mishinef loytachmitz. Once it's baked, you don't have to eat it right away. Once you watched it and it's baked, so then it's not machmitz anymore. So you don't have to toichal miyad. But kaparim b'kong tachachomim, you don't have to be concerned about meperes that it's machmitz. Now there are those that are gerz to offer miyad, meaning enoch nami once it's baked, it can't turn chometz like Rashi says, but you have to bake it right away because the Tzitzis Ritz says you have to bake it right away because the chash of chimutz is till it's baked. So you take out to be yoyfer miyad. You can watch it, but you have to bake it right away. And on that, Rabbi Kiva said, "V'omer Rabbi Kiva, shafti hoyso eitzel Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua. My abode was by Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua. V'lashti lohem, and I needed for them isa b'yayin v'shem l'dvash. I needed for them a dough that was baked, that was made together with yayin shem l'dvash, meaning matzah shira. V'lo omeli dovar." So we see clearly that he argues on the Tanakam and he holds that meperes are not memayel hachmitz, meaning you'll have to be losh l'chatchila even with meperes. V'afa pisha ain loshin. Now this goes back in the Tanakama. Even though Tanakama says ain loshin and it's ma'ala hachmitz, mikatvin boy. But you'll have to shmir the isa with meperes. Zakti Gomorrah also in the Tanakama. This is according to the Tanakama that says ain loshin, but you'll have to be mikatvin. Now on that, Chachom say, Chachom oimrim eshel loshin boy, meaning that which you'll have to be losh. If you're allowed to be losh, so then who are the mekatrin boy? That she ain't loshin boy, but somebody that you can't be losh boy, so ain't mekatrin boy. So they argue that they say that it's totally zebezeh. If you can't be losh, you can't be mekatrin. If you could be losh, you could be mekatrin. It can't be that you can't be losh and you could be mekatrin. But v'shovin, they both agree, she ain't losh nas isha b'poishrin. They both agree that you can't use lukewarm water, because lukewarm water is memayel hachmitz. But what do we see up upon him? It's a steer in Rebbe Kiva. Here Rebbe Kiva says, lechem oini, that it has to be lechem oini lafuki matzah shira. And here Rebbe Kiva says, that I was lash l'chatchila b'yayin shem l'dvash v'lo omeli dovar. And for the Gemara loy kasha, ha b'yontav rishon, ha b'yontav sheni. It depends. Yontav rishon meaning when is a mitzvah zachilas matzah, because I is first matzah, it has to be lechem oini that you mekayim the mitzvah of chovis matzah. So then taket cannot be b'yayin v'shem l'dvash, and that's taket we learn lechem oini lafuki matzah shira. Masha'enkin, that's what he said, that he was lash, and the omer loy dovar is talking about yontav sheni. Me yontav sheni meaning after you yotze the mitzvah of kizayis matzah, mean the second night. Yontav sheni means the second night. Chutz laaretz it means after the second night. But the point is, in Eitz Yisrael, like upon him, it's the second night, meaning after the first night. Zogdrashi, Laila Rishon. Zogdrashi, Yom Rishon. Laila Rishon, Shamatza Choyve, Be'inon Lechemoini. By the Choyve, that's when you need Lechemoini. Now, the Rishonim say, Pashas, it means after the first Kazayis. It doesn't mean Dafka the second night. Be'etzim the first night after you mekayim the mitzvah lechem oini, so then already it could be matzah shira, you mekayim the mitzvah of lechem oini on the first kazayis. However, it's Yidua, the Biskurov in Sefer, and Chidush Agriz, and the Rambam, Chometz Matzah, he learned, Pshat in the Rambam, that Yontav Rishon is Dafka. Meaning Yontav Rishon on the first night of Pesach, it's also to eat matzah shira. Even if you're ready yoytze the mitzvah of lechem oini with the kazayis rishon. But once you're eating matzah shira, it's mevatel the din of zichon lechem oini. You have to have lechem oini on the first night. And once you have a shira, there's a din that you can't eat matzah shira. You have to have the zichon lechem oini that first night. So it's dafka Yontav Rishon. Even after you had a kazayis rishon of lechem oini, you can't have an achila on that night. That's not zichon lechem oini. And if it's matzah shira, it's a stira to the din of zichon lechem oini. Now Rashi over here has a kasha. The Gemara says, "Ein loshin isa b'pesach b'yayin shem l'dvash." And Gamliel says, "Tisov miyad." Now Zok Rashi, "Mipnei shekoyve ma'az la'achmitz ve'enam yochel l'shoimroi." That's where it has to be burned right away. Zok Rashi, "Ul Rabbi Yochanan do omel el me peres e machmitzin." L'chori has a kasha. The Gemara said before, on daf lamed hamud beis, "Me peres e machmitzin." If me peres e machmitzin, so why can't you be lash? Zog Rashi loy kasha. Why? The iu ain chayov na chimutzei koros komar. When we said me peres e machmitzin, it means that you're not chayv koros on it. V'loy ave chometz gomur el chometz nuk shahave kloy mara. Meaning avade me peres e machmitzin. It's not the real mekoy chometz, but it's chometz nuksha. It's not the real mekoy chometz that you chayv koros on it, but it's called chometz nuksha, meaning it's ra. And that you can't prevent from being machmitz. That is hard to watch. But not the pshat, may peres e machmitzin, and it's mutter. Lo'oilam Rashi holds that may peres are takana machmitzin. Le'inyan, that he not chayv chorus. But is it chometz nuksha? Avada. So may it be also to have egg matzah, to have this lashin, according to the chachomim. Even though we said before, may peres e machmitzin. Now, Tosfos before learned that the difference is that when we say meperes emachmitzin, it's talking about regular meperes, and taka it's matzah shira's mutter, and that's where Rabbi Tam was knowing taka to have matzah shira. Now that was negay on erev Shabbos, on erev Pesach when it fell out on the Shabbos, he had it for shal shudas, but beetzem meperes emachmitzin. Over here we say tisol miyad. Here we're talking about that there's a chash, that there's a drop of water in there. When there's a drop of water in there, then the taka to machmitz, even if it's a drop of water. Masha Enkein over there, we're talking about meperes and machmitzin, pure meperes. So pure meperes and machmitzin. Not just linya chorus, linya everything. It's takamuta. B'diyav l'akoponim. Masha Enkein over here, when we say that the tisol miyad, is because there's a drop of water, and then taka, it's yef shel shoyma, then it's machmitz. Now that's the reason why we don't have egg matzah. Because ein chanami for choylem or mekel, but b'choyshish, that a drop of water would already be machmitzit. So we cause it a chshash of a drop of water, even though yamei peres, so that's why you don't have egg matzah on Pesach. To have it for choylem, that's b'diyavid, because it's the only way they can eat it. But avada not for the matzah mitzvah, you need lechem oini. During Pesach, we don't have it because we're choshish for the shita, that a drop of water may be machmitzit. Not like Rashi that says that it's chometz nuksha, but we're choshish for the drop of water. But b'makom tzorech for choylem, so we're mekel on egg matzah. That's how it comes out l'alocha. Now Tosafot says, oini kinim bei, that we dash in the word oini because it's red oini. So maybe we dash in oinin. So Zoktai says, "V'horigabi luluf klama moide the kapas ksiv." It's written kapas. V'loyam gine kapois kinon. We don't dash in kapois, which is loshen rabim. It's red kapois. V'itzach shnei lulovim, and maybe you should be required to have two lulovim. V'itzach shnei lulovim litol. Oimeri b'shem dehosam samchinon akro pietz hodor. Over there it says in the pasuk pietz hodor. The lamash me'elo chad. Over there it says priyetz hoder, so it's mashma one. So you merely have one lulav, just like you have one priyetz hoder. So merely everyone dashens meseris and not mikro, meaning aim le mikro. You don't dash in the way it's kinon. Mashikin over here, there's no specific reason to dash in one. So merely oini. So merely we dashen with the vav, the mikro, the way it's read. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara said, "Habi yontav rishon, habi yontav sheni." Kida amalu Rabbi Shua lebnei. Just like Rabbi Shua told his sons, Yom Kama, meaning the first day of Pesach, Yontav Rishon, Loi Telushli B'chalba. Do not be lashed, do not knead the dough together with milk. That's like Meperes, that's Machmitz. Meaning because you have to have Lechem Oini. Mikan Ve'elach, Mashing the other days of Pesach, Lushli B'chalba. You let him be lashed with milk also. Zog the Gemara. So we see the difference between Yontav Rishon and Yontav Sheni. Fek the Gemara. How could you say the rest of the days you can be lash b'chalba? V'otanya ein loshen es isa b'cholov. You're not allowed to be lash any isa throughout the year with cholov. You can't have milk or bread. Why? Because you might come to eat it with meat. V'im losh kol ha'pas asur. The whole pas is osa because you might come to eat it with meat. V'ipne hegel ha'vera. So how could you say the rest of Pesach you're allowed to lash b'cholov? Cholov be'etzim is osa. And for the Gemara. El hachi komar. Yoyim ha'kama. The first day of Pesach, when it's lechem oini, do not knead it together with dvash, with honey. Bikan ve'elach lushli bedufsho. You'll use dvash. So, lo'olam chalba, you can't any day, because you can't throughout the year make any bread with cholov. Because you might come to eat it with meat. V'ibo yisem etzveteter, zok demora. Lo'olam b'chalba, we're talking about milk. Ay, you'll not have because of hergel avera. Zok demora, k'domer avina, ke'ein toira. Meaning we're talking about a small amount. If you have the bread, a small amount, a small size, ke'ein toira, like the eye of an oxen, which is a small amount, it's eaten in one sitting. So merely you're not going to have bread left over. That is a chash, you'll come to eat it in the second sitting with something that's flay shakes. The whole reason why I kind of milk the bread, because hergel avera, you might use the bread with a piece of pastrami. But if it's a ke'ein toira, it's a small amount, you'll eat it right away and you won't leave it over, that you'll forget there was nilash b'cholov. That which Rabbi Shua said, be lash the matzah b'cholov, it's talking about a small amount with a nochshash of hergel avera, hochanami kein teira. So that's one way of learning. Kein teira means that it's a small amount. Other Rishonim learn, kein teira means that it's a different shape. Kein Torah. It's the shape of an eye of an oxen, which is a different shape than regular bread. Once there's a heker, there's a simen, that it's a different shape, so already there's no makom of hergla vega. So the makom where there's a heker, clearly that it's a different type of bread, a different shape, so then there's no chash that you come to hergla vega to eat it with fleishiks. The mais and halacha, both eitzes are given how a person can have milk or bread. Either if it's a very small amount that's eaten in one shot, or the second eitzah, ke'enter, like the Rif says, that it's talking about that it's a shinu in the tzuras hapas. There's a heker, the Rashi in the Rif says, obehedya, that it's a heker in the pas itself. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya, Tzadi Zayin, it brings this eitzah that if you have a pas, it's a different shape. Now, there's a question, what's the heker? The heker's pas is in the pas itself. Putting a dairy symbol, a D, on the outside of the bread, on the plastic, the chara, that's not something that's going to remain there, or that's not in the heker in the bread itself. So that would be lechara doichak to have that type of bread. But if you have it tziruf, my Zayda gave Ashgocha years ago on a bread called Wonder Bread, so over there it was a tziruf. Be'etzim, the amount of bread, the milk that they put in, the whey, was less than shishim. Less than shishim, meaning less than 1.6%. So be'etzem midina, it's b'chal al milchiks. I am a vatlin isa l'chadchila. B'kevega says in Agoyis in Shulchan Aruch that if a goy does it for himself, that's not called mevatlin l'chadchila. So the goyish company made the bread with that formulation. So it's not less than shishim, it wasn't be'etzem milchiks. Now obviously they called it milchiks because it had dairy in there. So on that was enough to make, my grandfather held it, was enough to make a symbol on the outside in the plastic and write D next to it. Meaning, betziruf that you have, ke'en to, you have a simen, not the simen in the bread, you have a simen on the outside, betziruf that medina is be'etzim not milchiks, because it's bottle. So mele, and it's not mevatel chatchila because the goy does it, like B'kvega says. So if azoy vait, it's enough to have that simen, that obviously you're not going to eat it together with meat, because lemaisa, it's even though it's bottom medina, but lemaisa, you're not going to have something to eat with meat, so afazoyvat, the simen would be enough, and that we're not going to the gzeir of having milk bread, because it's medina, it's not milchiks, and it has a simen on the outside, where it said a di also. Evan agrees she ain't loshin as isa bepoishrin. You cannot be lash. You cannot need the isa bepoishrin with lukewarm water because it's machmitz. Zok mal meishlo me menochas. By menochas we know that menochas also have to be matzahs. It can be chometz, and yet it says you're allowed to be lash bepoishrin. The tanan state the menochas. Kol menochas ni loish bepoishrin. You're allowed to be lash bepoishrin as long as you watch it shlo yichmetzu. So we see clearly that you're allowed to watch be lash bepoishrin. Why is matzah different than menochas? Zok the gemara. Omru bezrizin. Who, after all, needs the menachas? The kahanim, kahanim as rizin. See, omru bezrizin, yoyim b'she'en zrizin, matzah is l'chol mesura. Everyone can make matzah. So since b'poishrin is done by everyone, so matzah we don't allow. Mashen ke menachas, it's able, because it's done by kahanim, so the zrizin, you're able to watch it. Frekle mori hochi, milsas nami losses. Why can't you soak the chitin by menachas? It says they not allowed to soak the chitin in water because you're concerned that it's boli dechimutz if you're going to grind it when it's still wet. So after all, if the kahanim has rizim, you should be able to loss. You can be able to soak the chitin in water too. Aloma omer Rab Zeir omer Rab Yirmiyah omer Shmuel chitin shel menachas ein loisin oiso. You can't be las. You can't soak it. Enter the Gemara, Lisha bezrizin isa. The kneading of the dough by menachas is taken done by kahanim. So there's rizin. Mashenken lesisa, the soaking is done by the balabais before it's a mincha, before he brings it. So that's not done. So lisha bezrizin is not done by kahanim. So that's why it's b'chol mesura, and you can't have lesisa by menachas. Frag the Gemara, since when is lisha done by kahanim? V'lisha mi'isa bezrizin. Since when is lisha done specifically by kahanim? V'oksiv, it says v'hesh in the pasuk by menachas. V'yotzek ole ha-shemen. And then you bring it to the kahanim. And then it says v'komatz. So mikmitza ve'elach. It says over there, v'komatz ha'koyen. So mikmitza ve'elach mitzvah kuna. Only from the kmitza. That's when it starts mitzvah kuna. But anything beforehand, like the lisha, is not dafka b'kuna. So if there was his reason, where is there his reason by the lisha? So gemara, limed al yitziku v'lila, shekshere b'chol adam, the yitziku, the pouring of the oil, the b'lila, all this is before the kmitza is done by any person. So if there, where do you have his reason? Answer the gemara, the Gemara says, Lisha, nay, the bezrizin leso. Ain't a chanami, you don't have to have a coin for the maisa Lisha, but bemokim zrizin isa. It has to be done in the Azorah. It has to be done bemokim zrizin. The Omamar, Belilik Shere Bazar. You're right. Belilik is Shere Bazar. Chutz lechoim is Azorah. Psula. Mash ain't kein. out of the Azara, it's possible. It's kosher bizarre, but it has to be done in the Azara. So since it's done in the Azara, it's a makam of Kahanim. So yes, the Kahanim do not have to do the Lisha, but it has to be done in the makam of Kahanim. So it's the makam of Zrizim. So they can watch over and stand over and hover over and make sure that it's not going to turn to chometz. Lafuki l'sisa, mashenkin the soaking, the eina b'zrizim v'loim makam zrizim. And not just it can be done by Azara, it can even be done out of the Azara. Masing the Lisha or the Blila is it can be it's possible chutz la'azara. It has been on in Azara, so it's at least b'makam de kahanim. Now, why does it have to be done b'makam Azara? So Tais says because after all, you had to measure it. So Tais says Rabbeinu Ephraim b'Ephraim agiba mefarish da'kocha eloshin oisa b'azara l'fisho yemoided in oisa b'isorin shel kodesh. It was a klikoidish. So klikoidish is only in Azara. So since it was a measuring that was done in the Azara, it's a klikoidish, so mela it had to be done in the Azara dafka. Or another pshat is, he says, because the machvas, the macheshes, the etzim lisha was done in the klisharis. So mela it had to be done. Or the minchas ma'afir tanur, the tanur itself, where it was baked in, is a klisharis. So mela it had to be done dafka in the Azara, because it's a klisharis. Zok the Gemara, the last Gemara, Mai shno miminchas ha'omer. After all, we're saying that you're not allowed to be las, you can't be lasisa, you can't do the soaking of the menachas, because it's not b'makom zrizin, and it's not bizrizin. Mai shno miminchas ha'omer de tanya, minchas ha'omer loisin oiso. After all, minchas ha'omer can't be chometz either. It's on Pesach, it's an omer. So how can we loisis it? After all, it's not done. It not done b'mokum zrizin ubezrizin. So how come michas oimer loisin oisoi? Zok the Gemara. It says the Tanya michas oimer loisin oisoi. You soak it v'tzovrin oisoi, and then you put it in piles to make sure that it's dried up before you grind it. But upon we allow the lesisa by the michas oimer. And to the Gemara, tzibushaini means the bezin is in charge of michas oimer. It's a carbon tzimur. So tzibur, the bezin is make sure and is on top of it to make sure that it doesn't turn into chometz. The Rashi brings another pshat. So the Rashi v'iked amri tzibur shiny, meaning hoil of tzovrin oisoi. Since you put it in a heap and it makes sure that it's the water gets soaked out and it's dry before you grind it. So that's why you're not concerned about machmitz. So the Rashi v'la milsi. Number one, the betesefik ketoni of lektoni tzeivrin. It doesn't say tzeivrin over there; it says boirin. And va'oid, if there's a takana of tzibur, meaning of tzeivrin, of piling and heaping it up, so then chitin shamanoches nami lilisinu v'litzbrinu. So let there be an eitz for all manoches to pile it up, and then you should be able to do a lisisa. So it must be it's not pshat tzeivrin shiny, but tzibur shiny, meaning it's a carbon tzibur that's done al pi bezdin, and they'll make sure that it's not going to be machmitz. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the omid. Tonu Rabbonon.